Welcome, welcome everyone. Naomi here, excited to connect with you today. And we're going to talk about how you can give yourself permission to rest, to feel, to work fewer hours, to be happy. At times, we aren't able to see through the clouds that are preventing us from seeing where the sun shines. So I'm here to share with you what giving yourself permission means and how you can muster up the courage to do it yourself. But first, hello, I'm Naomi Tucker with the Planners on Purpose podcast, empowering you to go from event stress to event success, one decision, one event at a time. I am so happy to have all of you here. And this podcast really dives deep into how burnout impacts us in the event industry and shares ways for you to prevent it, to relieve your life of daily stress, to give you tips and techniques to work with ease while being more productive. And this helps you to lead on purpose and encourages you to model for others to do that as well. That's Planners on Purpose. So if it sounds good to you, lovely, go ahead and hit follow or subscribe. And hopefully you'll hang around and we'll learn more about this together. Otherwise, if not, I am just so thankful that you stopped by regardless. So what do I mean by giving yourself permission? We all know about the burnout epidemic that's hanging around the world right now. We understand that burnout impacts the event industry and how we are one of the top industries most recognized for stress and burnout, how there's a direct line from burnout to the many health ailments like insomnia, high blood pressure, cardiovascular challenges, and more. Being aware is one thing, but giving ourselves permission to do something different to ease the situation that we're in is a whole other story. Giving yourself permission, it means allowing yourself to make a decision that is in your best interest. We all have that nagging feeling in the back of our head that gives us light impressions of things that we have to do. That impression says, you know, you have to get more rest at night. Those 4 hours a night are catching up to you. It says, you're going to end up in burnout again. You know you can feel it. You're doing too much and you have to slow down. And it even says, is there something you can do different? Anything? Are you really happy right now? It might be the season for you to slow down a bit. All of these impressions point to the awareness that something is off and deep down, you know it. In order to change your circumstances, you have to do something different. There's no way around it. And this means that you need to share, that you need more support. You might need to speak up in order to do that. It could also mean that you have to find ways to be more productive with the precious time that you have. You need to find more ways to work smarter and not harder. Doing something different can mean even bigger changes, and these bigger changes can help you fill up those little gaps in your life that you know that is missing. Like perhaps you've gotten imbalanced in your work and you want to go more into your relationships with friends and family. Perhaps you're missing those relationships and you need to do more there. Maybe you know that going deeper into your relationships will make you happier, so it's worth you dialing back things at work so that you can increase how you are in relationship with your friends and family. We talk about self-care, but self-care doesn't just happen once a week. Self-care is a lifestyle medicine, and maybe thinking of it as a lifestyle medicine helps you to change the perspective on how you practice self-care. It's the difference that you have to make. It's doing something different every day in order to ensure that you're living a life that showcases that you are practicing self-care always. Everything considered, we all have to look at our work, at our lives, and if we're experiencing some type of misalignment, we have to narrow in on what's causing that and find out what we can do to be different about how we live, how we work, so that we can see more optimism, more joy, more balance in how and why we do what we do. So I just challenge you, if you are looking at things and you're seeing that it needs to change, I challenge you to do something different today. do something different this week that will just slightly change that trajectory for you and invite in a little bit more joy, a little bit more passion, and a little bit more excitement in you doing what you do best. I hope you enjoyed this episode, short and sweet, and I look forward to the next one. Have a good day, good night, wherever you are, and until next time, stay on purpose.